everyone. Welcome back to WebEx Partner Podcast Season 2 with Jib, our newest Solutions Plus partner. And this is once again your co-host, Taryn Montero. And we continue the conversation together with my favorite co-host, Kevin Adamson. Kevin has been with Cisco for over 10 years and is currently leading the WebEx Ecosystem Partner Program. Join me as we welcome our special guest on today's episode, Masoud Duzan, Chief Executive Officer at Jib. A short introduction, Masoud has been one of the pioneer innovators on digital whiteboards and as an expert in visual collaboration, compiled with his vision and passion, saw a huge need in providing a cost-effective solution to whiteboard users and the outcome of which is Jib, our newest partner. Now, without further ado, let's get started.
Taryn, and welcome to this episode of our podcast. Masoud, it's a pleasure to spend some time with you today. Let's start, as we always do, with giving our users and listeners some background on you. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how did you get into tech?
Sure. Hi, Kevin. Glad to be here and be with your listeners. Thanks for inviting me to be part of this session. I really appreciate it. A little bit about me, where to start? Okay. I'm happily married to my childhood sweetheart with three kids, one in 20s, one teen, and an 8-year-old. Basically one per decade. So that's who I am. I was born in Iran, moved to Australia when I was 24, and moved to the US to grow Jib. So I've been all around my life, I've been around the tech since I graduated. I had my own computer shops in the computer business, been there. And since then, been working around making technology easier, accessible to the people they want to participate in the digital world. And that's how I got involved in the digital whiteboard, early time of a digital whiteboard era. And that's how I got my interest into that section and, you know, down the track in my life, pulled me into this. That's basically Jib. That is created today.
Excellent. Sounds good. So I hear also you've traveled a little bit. So what was it like moving from Australia to the United States? That's kind of the opposite sides of the world, right?
There is so many things around that, you know. But one of the main shock for me was the medical system in the US. Oh my gosh, this is so different. If you're coming from Australia to US, that's the first thing that you notice, because in Australia, you don't need to think about it as a part of a service. It's a part of a service you get as a citizen. But in US, you have to get into it and just solve it yourself and find a way around it. I remember the first time I took my son that got sick here as normal, you know, because late night, we go to the emergency room in Australia. I took him to the emergency room in hospital here. And I said, I don't have insurance at the moment. I want to pay it out of the pocket. And they said, okay, it's just going to cost you $150. And I said, that's okay. I'll pay it. And then I got the invoice later on for another $1,500. And I'm just saying, what's going on? I said, that $150 was just for the accommodation. I said, I don't want an accommodation. I come to see a doctor. So yeah, I learned my lesson. So I'm used to it right now. I understand it, you know, how it works and getting the system to it. But that's the biggest shock when you're coming from Australia to me to US.
Yeah. And it sounds like Australia, I think, have a very similar system to the UK, where it's kind of free on entry. So it's a different perspective for sure. Okay, so when you're not growing Jib and being the CEO and everything that involves, what do you do outside of work?
Okay, you know, I'm glad that you're asking this question. If you're thinking I have any extra time to spend, but but that's the you know jokes aside, that's true. Like you know apart from Jib, I'm a designated chef on Saturdays for my kids and my wife, basically. I make the best barbecue, especially Persian style. So once you're in town, let me know. I'll cook for you guys. This is one of the things that I really love to do on weekends. I go with my kids and my wife to movies. I play poker with my friends and I play tennis. I love playing tennis. So these are the main activities out of Jib that I do.
Sounds good. Okay, so as any company CEO will attest to, there are always competing priorities. How do you manage to juggle all of these and keep yourself sane?
So basically, the way that I look at things, My world is based on 24 hours. My vision is all about the future, but my activity has a 24-hour span. Every day has its own problems, but to me, all of them are just a challenge to make me a better person as a CEO, father, husband, friend, etc. You know, so the thing that I believe, once a wise man told me, and I really believe in that, the day that you wake up and you do not have a problem to solve, check your pulse, you must be dead. So that's where I look at every day. And I don't look at the problems as something that I have to ignore. I actually take it on board as a challenge to make me a better person.
Sounds good. Completely agree. Okay, so thanks for giving us that background. Let's switch gears a little bit now into the main piece of this interview. So let's double click on Jib's journey so far with Cisco. So we'd love to hear a little bit about how you founded and started Jib. How did it all begin?
Sure, definitely. So at the beginning, basically, the way it started, it was my co-founder, that is my nephew as well, that he was a lecturer at the university in Australia at the time, and he wanted to tutor high school kids online and getting extra income. And at that time, he was using, you know, a platform like Skype and just basically writing on a piece of paper and trying to show everything, you know, online to the other to the kids, what he's writing. The idea basically came up that connecting a pen and paper to a web application to people can communicate through like a WebEx, a Skype, you know, recently that, you know, other platform, Teams, Zoom, and everything that basically working on that front, being able to communicate through that. And at the time that his idea started, we had a software that with this special pen that you had to basically install and start using it that way. Then we were selected by one of the largest telco in Australia called Telstra as in their accelerator program. And part of that journey, I was at that time as an investor into this journey for my nephew. And joining Telstra, it pushed me that, you know, just give up everything that I was doing, staying full-time on this and taking the vision to the next level. That's basically, we don't need any special hardware. So the idea that we own the patent on it right now is to be able to use any type of cameras that you have and turn it to an artificial eye to be able to capture your writing no matter on which surface. And that's where we are today on that.
Sounds good. It's definitely definitely solves a real world problem. So you can see how that started. Okay, so Jib is our newest Solutions Plus partner, at least as this recording goes out. How did Jib and Cisco originally get together, and can you tell us a little bit about the story behind that?
Sure, definitely. I have to thank two people, like the main people that just did that. So we were at AWS just before pandemic. We were doing basically, we were just showcasing our product in the AWS event. And one of your product director manager over there, Devinder Katuria, he basically saw us over there. And he found it that very interesting as an idea and invited us to your San Jose office. And we went over there. At that time, we only had mobile solutions. So we're turning the mobile camera to work as a, you know, as an artificial eye. And over there, we met actually Finn Helge-Lunde, your director of the devices team. And he saw what we're doing. And he just said, guys, if you'd be able to connect these things to our devices, the demand is huge. Like he was, you know, he spent like about an hour with us over there and just going through these things that the option that we can do. And we decided to do a partnership at the time. And even we got as a startup, you know, they were involvement of the investment from Cisco to our company to move forward. And then obviously the pandemic happened, everything went to froze the world got changed, but we didn't stop. So based on this idea of was generated with Devinder and Finn about devices, we continued working on that because we believe that solution is humongous. And it's something that, you know, that's going to help a lot of people, as the number that I know is about already around the world is about 20 million, if not more, rooms are equipped with the Cisco RoomKit devices. And, you know, being able to capture the, you know, whiteboard in those meetings was a fascinating solution for me. So we continued that journey, and now we are reached the point that we are available and we are there part of Solution Plus. We are hoping for a huge launch together with Cisco.
Excellent, good. What for our listeners that want to learn a little bit more about Jib, can you give us a quick overview and how it benefits the end user?
Absolutely, absolutely. We'd love to do that. So I just want to start with this, that explain that, you know, where we are, as I mentioned just right now, Jib is now fully integrated with Cisco RoomKit devices. That not only allows participants to be able to see the content on the room whiteboard clearly, they also can join and annotate on top of it. And the one of the beauty that we have is Jib is cost less than the maintenance cost of the devices in the room. And being just an app, which means for the administrator, there's no more I/O to manage, it makes it very easy decision for customer to add Jib to their Cisco devices family. If I want to explain it in more details, basically Jib solves the problem of whiteboard collaboration in hybrid meetings and loss of corporate knowledge. Jib gives every meeting participant the best seat in the room while allowing them to annotate over the digitized whiteboard, making meeting room more engaging for remote participant. Jib also allows automatically capture and save the key moments in the thought process of the participant. So important sensitive content is shared more clearly and securely over the company's cloud. I remember G2 mentioned in the last year Cisco Live about the situation in this new era of hybrid work. As I heard it, G2 was describing someone going back in the office for the first time after 2 years of pandemic and their experience in the conference room. How great it is to be back having meetings with real people again, he mentioned. And one of the first things that person would do would be jump on the whiteboard in the room and start brainstorming, diagramming complex problem. G2 mentioned this is a problem now that there will be at least one remote participant in that meeting room. But with Jib, no more the problem. We got the solution, and that's what we're looking forward to do.
Excellent. And I'm correct in assuming then that Jib is, I guess, a normal standard whiteboard or inbuilt whiteboard, kind of on steroids, if you like, in terms of being able to share, you know, cross-platform, cross-participant. You know, none of that is a bridge too far for Jib, right? Is that the way to look at it?
Absolutely correct. So basically, what you mentioned is it's what we are bridging the gap with the physical whiteboard in the meeting rooms, connected to the digital whiteboard on the computer on the fly without any extra equipment or any additional activities. It just basically our artificial intelligent machine learning system is on the fly, captures the environment of your physical whiteboard and share that instantly with all the participants in that room. And to be able to participate, you know, in real time. And totally, you're right.
Excellent. Brilliant. Okay. So what kind of questions or use case scenarios do you frequently hear from businesses who are interested in getting started with Jib? I guess there's probably some themes that you can tell us.
Absolutely. So one of the biggest use cases we've seen from customers, like one of our customers, Amazon Papyrus, is sharing whiteboard contents. Before Jib, these companies were taking photos on employees' phone and sending them via like an application like WhatsApp. This leaving the company open to security risk and information getting misplaced. With Jib Auto Capture, features allow content, you know, feature, you know, our feature allows the content to be sorted and shared via the company's cloud, which solves this problem. So the sharing the content and the security, you know, storing them in the company's cloud without any putting their IP in danger. That's one of the things that, you know, that's our focus at Jib, and that's what we've been able to provide to our customer to securely and instantly be able to share the content with all the participants. One of the things at Jib that we are proud of, we don't hold any data. That's one of the things that we are proud of. Like a lot of companies collect data, we don't. We actually we don't collect any data. You know, unless for our AI training, the customer wants to share their images with us. Apart from that, any images goes through our system, as soon as it's processed, it gets deleted and it gets rid of it. So that's very beneficial for the people to, you know, whiteboarding, as their IP is quite important for them.
Yeah, that's great. So often is the case that all of that goes back to the cloud in some shape or form, even if it's with the technology itself. But great that you can actually put it where the customer wants it for safekeeping. So that's great.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's next for Jib, and what would you like to see for the remainder of this year and next for the partnership with Cisco?
Absolutely. So what's next for us? We always want to be the leader in this activity, you know, and we innovate at this place. And as I mentioned, we own the patent on this area, and we don't want to stay there. We want to take it to the next level. We want to add extra features, like, you know, more editing functionality. Be able to bring 3D object annotation on top of the, you know, what you currently can do with JIT, and eventually bring the augmented reality into that. So you are, you know, matching the physical and digital environment very seamless and easy for customer to do. So that's our vision, to go forward and always be in front of the technology to provide for our customers. And I would love to see this year how, you know, Cisco customer react and benefit from Jib, so we can work more closely with the team over there to make hybrid collaboration even better.
Sounds good. Yeah, lots of potential technology there to plug into. Okay, so for folks that want to connect with you, your team, to talk about an opportunity, what's the best way to do that?
Okay, the easiest things is they can send me an email at masood@jib.ai. That is spelled MASOUD at JIBB.ai. And if they are a bit shy and they don't want to email me, they can just follow me on the LinkedIn and follow my journey from there.
Excellent. Great. And obviously there's other internal pages which will stand up as part of the Solutions Plus program that folks internally will be able to tap into as well. So we'll socialize those.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So we're going to finish off quickly then with a lightning round, as we do in these podcasts. So favorite food?
Should be Persian food, especially Persian barbecue.
Football or soccer?
You are from England, so you should know that. There's everybody, you know, in US they call it soccer, but the real name is football. So I'll go with football.
Excellent. And favorite sports team?
Man United.
Excellent. Thank you, Masood, for spending the time on our podcast today. Look forward to seeing where this partnership takes us in the future.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for inviting me to this podcast.
I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode with Jib, with Masood Duzan. Next time we'll get into more episodes with Solutions Plus. Subscribe to this podcast on Cisco Podcast Network. It's now available on Spotify, SoundCloud, Audible, and many more. Until next time, thanks for listening.